Hey, it's Jeremy and Jordan. We just wanted to let you know about a show we're doing in Cleveland at the end of the month.
But not the Hate Flow proper.
No, it's not the Hate Flow.
It's us doing stand-up comedy, which I feel like if you know about this show already, you might think that we're doing the podcast, and we're not.
No, it's not the podcast. So Saturday, July 31st, at Now That's Class, Jordan and I are opening up for Off With Their Heads and Ben Roy from the Grolics. So you can check that show out.
Again, July 31st at Now That's Class, just, east of 117th on Detroit?
Yes, it's east of 117th on Detroit.
Everybody's got fucking Google now. Just look it up on your fucking Google. It's Now That's Class.
Do that. Come to Now That's Class. See Jordan and I do stand-up for the first time in, 3 years.
Together, definitely the first time in 3 years. So we will be looking forward to everybody coming out. I believe the show starts at 8. But again, just look it up and you'll find out all the details.
This has been a great commercial, Jordan.
I feel it's more of a public service announcement. Because we're telling the people we're not doing the podcast.
Yeah, so public service, you're going to get jokes. I'm going to tell jokes. Jordan's going to tell jokes. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
And then there's going to be some punk rock. So just fucking just come out. It's fine. This is the best commercial we've ever done.
This is RJ City, and you are listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Giordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Welcome to Let the Hate Blow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Giordano Diablo.
And this week on the show, we welcome comedian and co-host of the Bill Squire podcast, AJ DeCosimo.
Hello, everybody.
How's it going?
Good, man. How are you guys?
Good. It's just weird because normally we don't record in the middle of the week, but shit got fucked up this weekend.
I know. So that was so weird because you literally last week, you're just like, hey, we want you on a weekend. I'm like, I can't usually on weekends. I'm like, weekdays.
Yeah, sure.
And then he's just like, I don't know when the next time. And then literally a couple days later, he's just like, hey, we're recording on a weekday.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
it just
so it's
worked
exciting.
Out.
Yeah.
Just worked out that way. So AJ, why do you hate when people will make you feel bad for wanting to be alone?
Because I like being alone.
Yeah. I get it. I get it. I really do.
And then people make me feel bad about it. And they don't even just make me feel bad about it. They they can't wrap their mind around why I don't want a romantic partner. And then they automatically assume that I can't find a romantic partner.
Oh, that's gross.
It's disgusting. And I really hate it. I'm filled with perpetual rage.
Well, I mean, it's just because I have a partner. I've had one for a few years now. But when he told me this, what we were talking about today, I was like, oh, I can resonate with that. Because it's like, dude, when I don't want to fucking do something, I don't have to give you a reason. I don't. It's period. End of story. If I don't want to be around people, I'm going to be a cunt
right.
if I am. So
that's
like.
Right. Let me ask you a question. Did you have a romantic partner? What's their name?
Chelsea.
Chelsea. Did you let her know you were coming here to do the show today? Does she know that?
Yeah, she knows.
Guess who I didn't have to tell that I'm coming to do the show today? I didn't have to fucking run that by anybody. I had to run it by you guys.
There you go.
And Paul. Right. I mean, you mean to tell me that I being alone, I get to do whatever I want whenever I feel like doing it?
Yeah.
I sympathize with it, man, because everybody hated COVID, and there was good things about it.
You know what, dude?
Around people.
I thrived in this environment. I'm just like, we could go two, three more of these things.
I fixed my mental health during COVID.
Yeah,
so.
Man. No, a lot of good things happened to me during COVID. I can honestly say last year, outside of the fact that we were facing a global pandemic and I didn't really do much stand-up, it was one of the best years of my life.
Mm. Fuck yeah. And hey, that's a lot better than 2001, you know?
Yeah,
when
that's
when
true.
They ran fucking planes into buildings and invaded Afghanistan.
I was kind of young when that happened.
How old are you?
I was 32.
I'm 33. Yes. I mean,
I was in the seventh grade.
I remember the day it fucking happened though. I'll never forget it.
I actually didn't find out that 9/11 happened till like 9 p.m. that night.
They didn't do. Were you sick from school or something?
Yeah, I was sick from school. Oh, okay. And I was like sleeping, and my brother was in like kindergarten, and he came home, and I'm like in my room. And my room was in the basement, and he like comes downstairs. He's like, "Hey," and like imagine a kindergartner explaining to you what 9/11 was. He was like, "Hey, brother!" I'm like, "Hey, dude!" He's just like, "Did you hear about the what happened with the planes in New York?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?" He's just like, "The planes crashed into a building in New York." I'm just like, "What are you? Get the fuck out of here! You're out of your mind!
You're making fucking shit up!"
I know. Get out of here! And then I'm like,
"Did you just discover who Thurman Munson is?"
Right. That's right. Now he's not a Yankees fan. But no. And then like later that night, I'm like flipping through channels. I'm trying to like watch Conan because I wasn't going into school the next day either because I had like strep or something. Mm.
And then there was a terrorist attack. And
yeah. And I'm just like, what the fuck? And then I was just like, that idiot was right. And then I go upstairs. I'm like, Mom, what happened? She's like, oh, that happened like this morning. I'm like, why didn't you tell me? She's like, you were sick. I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
I didn't want to bother you with world problems.
Right. I'm just like, oh, you mean like this is the day that's going to change everything going ever? Forward? You didn't feel like you needed to mention anything to me?
Man. I don't know
if that's good parenting or bad parenting.
It was bad parenting. I told her as much. I'm just like, I brought it up to her like about a year and a half ago. I'm just like, what the fuck were you thinking? She's like, I didn't want to scare you. I'm just like, what are you talking about?
So when the inevitable nuclear bomb drops.
Right. I'm just like, you're not preparing me for anything. You didn't want to scare me. I'll tell you what, I've had way worse days than 9/11 in my life that I was not prepared
personally
for. Personally. Right. That you couldn't have stopped.
I was a mess.
Where were you then, Mom?
Right.
I was a mess because my grandparents were on a flight from Boston.
Oh.
So it took a while for us to find them and be like...
they're okay.
Yeah, they were fine.
They're okay. Well, yeah. I feel like the Thurman Munson tragedy should have prepared you.
Yeah, it should have.
For
it should have, as my father did work for the Yankees. So,
oh, did he? What did he? Did
he was there. He
third
was
base.
No, not third base. Unfortunately, I do not come from that big of an athletic stock.
Okay.
He was an attorney for the team.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I was going to ask if your dad was George Costanza, because that would have been awesome.
No, no. It was weird because George Steinbrenner would call the house.
Really?
Yeah. So I got to hear his voice. Like,
is your dad from Cleveland?
No.
Oh, he's not? Okay.
Did he sound like Larry David?
He did not sound like Larry David. He did not.
Costanza!
Hey, Plumber!
Paisanos.
It was very bizarre. Yeah. I got to read Danny Tartable's contract, too, which I didn't understand any of it, but I was like, this is cool.
It's a lot of boilerplate language that's well beyond the grasp of a 11-year-old?
Yeah, what do they call that word? It was like soup? 7 or 8 when I saw it. It was bizarre.
That is bizarre.
So when people are giving you shit about wanting to be alone, who is it mostly? Is it women that are interested in you? Is it your friends? Is it your family?
So it runs the gamut.
Agreed.
My friends think that I'm handicapped.
I can't do it.
Well, no, like I don't have a problem getting laid. Like I can do that. That's fine. It's everything else after that. I'm just like, I don't want
to
do
that.
No,
I just meant being handicapped.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, I'm not allowed to say the R word anymore.
He's not?
I mean, yeah, Jordan specifically has been banned
from
saying retard.
I use it a lot.
No, it like runs the gamut. Like, and then my parents, like, they're just like, I just, like my mom one day, where I like pick her up because my mom doesn't drive. I like gave her a ride somewhere. She's like, I want you to fall in love with someone. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, we weren't even talking about anything.
Just shut her down and be like, Mom, I'm in love with you.
I know, yeah. No, like people just mind their own fucking business.
Agreed, 100%.
And then it's just like, and then women who are into, like, I've gotten everything from, like, people that, like, they treat me like I'm, like, emotionally damaged. Like, I'm just like.
I mean, I am emotionally damaged, but that doesn't have anything to do with me wanting to be alone.
Oh, no?
No.
No, it's just I like it.
Yeah, I don't. I like to live my life by my fucking terms.
Right, I don't have to. I've yet to meet somebody whose company is sweeter than my solitude.
It just reminds me of like
that. Like you're doing just a bit. Like the women who get mad at me because I'm not interested in them that way. It's just like if the situation was reversed.
Oh, you'd be.
And I wouldn't leave you
persona
alone.
Persona non grata.
Yeah, like yeah. You're just like you're. One, I'm going to get ghosted, and I'm going to get blasted on social media. Yeah. Which I mean, that has happened too.
Sure,
I mean,
whatever.
Yeah, but I'm just like, what are you fucking talking about? Like, get out of here.
I just always revert back to the Kanye West quote when he said, when he like came out in support for Trump, and then he got back on Twitter and he was like, my wife just told me that I have to tell people that I don't agree with 100% of everything he says. But I do want to say that I don't agree with anything, 100% of anything anyone says unless it's me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, people are like, oh, you feel that way? I'm like, fuck yeah, I do. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
I don't ever tell me I'm wrong. I mean, I do, but.
I never thought anybody would ever bring Kanye into a situation to make me feel better.
You're welcome.
I know. That's a first.
Imagine that. Really good. Yeah. Imagine that.
And then, yeah, so it's like my friends think I'm handicapped. The women who would have been into me think I'm emotionally damaged. And my parents are just upset that they're never going to see grandchildren in their lifetime.
All right, so are you an only child? Or no, you're not
no,
an only child.
No, I have a brother.
Okay.
Yeah, so, that taught me about 9/11.
Right. So with my friends, like, luckily I don't have a ton of friends that are, like, pushy about shit. And the ones that are, I have no problem just, like, face palming and being like, leave me the fuck alone. Women, that's not really a thing for me anymore. I am damaged goods. I had two women that fucking broke me, but I found one that's pretty great, so that's awesome. But as far as like my parents and family go, my mom will always be like, I come from two huge families.
Yeah.
And my mom will be like, you don't want a relationship with your family? I'm like, no, they're all fucking awful people.
Like, literally, like, my family, it's like walking into a factory of passive aggression.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's just like it's so, I love my family, but it's just like, I remember being a little kid, learning about like religion and like what heaven was, and they're just like, you know, when you die you go and you meet the people in your family that passed on before you. I'm like, that sounds like hell to me. Like that doesn't sound like heaven. I don't want to go there.
I don't know who said it, but one of my favorite quotes is, why would I want to go to heaven? Everything sounds incredibly boring. Hell sounds a lot more fun.
Oh yeah.
There's that. Yeah, man. So there, I'm a little bit confused. So you sleep with a woman, and then as long as it's just, hey, we hook up every now and again for a thing, but we don't hang out together all the time, it's fine. But then they like try to insert yourself more into their life more than
nobody
they should.
Talks about when they get clingy anymore.
I know. Like I'm very forward, like up front. I'm just like, hey, like let's like we can, you know, hook up. Like if you want, but like
I'll show it to you.
Yeah. But we're not gonna, this isn't gonna be a romantic like thing. I'm not gonna be your boyfriend. Like that's not going to happen.
I'm gonna hit it good, but then you gotta go home.
No. I mean, you could stay. Like, yeah. I don't care.
I'll
like,
make you breakfast.
Yeah, we can hang out. I just don't want, like, that's not,
don't catch
for
feelings
me.
For
me. Yeah, that's not what I am. Like, that's not who I am.
Yeah, because I always had a problem with that when they would want to be more than what the relationship was.
See, I was always the opposite. I was the complete opposite of that. I always wanted to be with somebody, and I've had three or four long-term relationships, and then like people peppered in between, but like I was the opposite of like you guys. Like I always wanted to, I was the clingy one, like for sure, 100%. But I mean, granted, that fucking changed. But
well, you grow up.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's fair.
And then, and you're just kind of like, okay, like you, it's a lot of about people not being able to accept what things are.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree with that.
And you're just kind of like why can't it? Like, I get it if you're not down with it at first, but then like you change your mind later, which you're totally entitled to do. But then don't get mad at me because I didn't change.
Right.
Like, it doesn't make any fucking sense. This is ludicrous. Like when did the contract change?
Right.
And why are you the...
Well, why should your feelings have why should their feelings have to be reciprocated by you? Like when you said earlier, if it was vice versa, they'd be like, oh, you talked to her a second time and you'd be being a fucking creep.
Yeah, yeah. Now you're just being weird and you just can't accept it. And like I said, this is just a third of the problem. This isn't even like the biggest part of it. This is just part of
AJ actually hates women.
No. That's so not true. No, it's more so like the other aspect. It's like the friends treating you like you're an idiot. And then, you know, your family kind of like looking at you like, oh, where did we go wrong?
There's nothing wrong with it.
I know.
I always tell my mom, like, she, because I was raised Jehovah's Witness, right?
Yeah.
So like my mom is like, because I've gone back on that, she takes offense to that personally, and she'll say shit like, I raised you better. And it's like, Mom, it has nothing to do with how you raised me. It has to do with how my brain works, and I don't believe in this shit.
Exactly.
So like, it's nothing personal against you. You're making it personal against you. Leave me alone.
I would be in my house 1,000% of the time if it wasn't for my pure biological instinct to spread my seed.
Mm. You can't get people to come over and just like stay there and like lure them in.
Oh, I do, but I gotta go out and like eat. Yeah. Go to the grocery store and do stand up and come here to let the hate flow through me. Like, there's other things. I mean, there's life and it gets in the way, but like, I just like being by myself, and it's I don't know, like people treat it like it's just this.
Well, and I will say with the advent of like social media, it's easier to be by yourself.
It's so much easier
to be by yourself, dude.
I don't miss like, I love doing stand-up.
Yeah.
Well, you and I, we've known each other for a long time. Mm-hmm. We were very friendly to each other. I think this is the first time we've hung out, like, for an extended period of time.
Correct.
But I hate everything surrounding stand-up besides actually doing it.
Yeah.
Like the uncomfortability of, like, going, like, hey, man. Like, mm-hmm. I just hate it. And then people coming up to you, and then, like, it's just, like, but I don't see why that's a problem. Like, people like want to say it's like, oh, you're socially anxious. It's like, no, I'm not anxious. Like, I don't feel uncomfortable. I just don't want to fucking do it.
Yeah.
There's a big difference.
There's a huge difference.
I can do it. I don't like fold, mm-hmm. but I just don't feel like it.
Well, I mean, like everything you just said about like stand up. I mean, it sounds like more for you like wanting to be alone. Obviously, that's why we're here to talk about it. But like, I hate. That's why like me and him were talking about it on the way down here today. Is like. I forget who was brought up for whatever reason, but I was like, well, that's why I just like to do. I think we were talking about somebody. I don't like booking a show. And I was like, that's why I just like to like come out of retirement every once in a while, do a show or two and fucking go back. Cause like, I love doing stand up. I hate 98% of the people that do it. I can't stand the fucking clickiness of shit. And like, I'm also not gonna, like, I'm the kind of person that cannot pretend. If I don't like you, I can't pretend to like you.
Oh, really?
See, unless I'm getting paid for it.
I can pretend, and I do pretend.
I could.
I'm very fake.
I love that you can admit that, though.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
fucking great.
I mean, I pretend. I mean, because it's just like, what's the point? Like, what are we gonna do? Like, fist fight? Like, I'm just gonna make this a terrible experience for everybody.
That's what I was saying. Is like. If I want to be alone and you're trying to push me to be around, I'm going to be a cunt. I don't mean to. It's just like, I obviously don't want to be around you and you're pushing.
Yeah. But you're right about like the whole, you have to hang out in order to get other gigs thing about stand up.
That's because
annoying.
People want to be filleted. The people who book shows want to be fucking filleted.
No, but I don't want to like miss like interpret like what I'm saying. I disagree with you a little bit. I do legitimately like most of the people.
Yeah.
I would just, it's not about me disliking anyone. It's about me rather not being there.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is where we differ.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's more like I genuinely get along with everyone. Like I get along with you. I get along with pretty much everybody mm-hmm. we do stand up with.
Yeah.
It's not really about me dislike. It's just like, I'd rather be home playing 2K.
Mm-hmm. it's more fun to
with
do
his,
that
with
than...
his friends.
That's right.
Yeah, it's, you know, but the problem is that the social stuff is kind of mandatory to get other things.
It is. You have to do it. And I understand and I realize in order to do the things you want to do, you have to do things you don't want to do.
Yeah.
I think it was like John Mayer or somebody said he wrote Your Body is a Wonderland so he could write blues stuff.
Mm.
Like you have to.
Oh, it's like
it's compromise.
Like money movies. Like, you know, oh, yeah. if I make this $20 or $200 million fucking box office explosion shit, I'm going to get paid $20 million.
So then you
and then
go
I can go make
your...
6 art house flicks that 4 people are going to
yeah,
see.
Yeah, that nobody's going to see. Yeah.
But that's your passion project. So yeah. I get that. I understand that.
And I get that. It's just more like, but I'm not going to, I'm never going to
come out of the closet and admit.
I'm a homosexual man.
I would never make you do that here.
Oh, never. Never. I'm a deeply closeted homosexual man. I am so deeply that I will never admit to how deeply closeted of a homosexual
how
I am.
Gay I actually am.
I am the gayest man you've ever met, but you will never know under any circumstances.
Well, your last name is because you're Italian.
Yeah.
You guys can't admit that, I don't think.
No. Not at all.
That's one thing.
We brought up Italians. He's
so
mad.
So I have a question for you. This is completely unrelated.
Go
but
ahead.
Have you ever heard the area around Gordon Square and that church there referred to as Western Little Italy?
No, I've never heard that.
No, absolutely not.
So somebody people have been trying to call it that during the Italian festival.
You know that Italian restaurant there, like right on the corner?
Yeah.
The one like right by the Burger King or whatever?
Yeah.
That's where you're talking about, that area. I've been to that restaurant. It is it's when my grandma died. The only reason that they fucking catered it or we had it there or whatever, whatever they call it, I don't fucking know, but was because my uncle knew the guy. It was like the worst Italian food I've ever had in my life, and the chicken tasted like octopus. So fuck that. It is not Little Italy.
Yeah, I just don't think you can be Western Little Italy when you're within walking distance of the LGBTQ center. I just don't.
There's got to be rules. There's got to be limitations. There has to be rules.
No, yeah, you can't be called Western Little Italy.
Yeah, that also doesn't make any sense just because it's on the west side. The fuck out. There's one Little Italy in Cleveland.
Yeah.
It's on the east side.
It's where all the Polacks live now.
No, it's...
Can you bleep that out? I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
I don't think you are.
No.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a derogatory term these days.
Whatever. I'm Czech, so I can call the Poles whatever I want.
I'm half Polish, too, so.
Gross.
Yeah, you can say it.
Yeah. So you've done stuff at Pickwick lately, right?
Yeah, I did. Last month, I did a guest set there.
Okay, so do they force you to hang out and shake hands with the people after the show? Yo, that's my least favorite part.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because you have to stand there and like make eye contact with people so that
and just talk to them.
Yeah, like the end game is you're learning how to sell merch, basically.
Right.
But it's expected when you work at a club, like if you're working, like that you have to do that. You have to hang out and like thank people for coming and
it's
shit.
It's so weird because For whatever reason, I've noticed I get things. People give me things.
Yeah.
And I don't have to play by the rules when I do it. I don't know why, because I remember when I first started, everyone's just like, if you ever want to do hilarity, you got to clean it up. I've done the same set since like pretty much I started, and I get guest sets. And I'm just like, people tell me like, yep, you got to do these things for like whatever reason. Like I've never went to college.
Nope.
I'm pretty stupid. Like I don't like really.
Well,
know,
Italian.
Know
much. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've had a couple pieces published by The New Yorker. Like I'm just like, they don't publish people like me. I'm stupid. I think poop is hilarious. And you've seen me do stand-up. Like, yeah. My stuff's stupid. Like, it's not...
It's stupid, but it's stupid in the... what somebody would call the level of humor, but it's smartly written.
Well, I mean, like, after doing this episode, though, it now makes, like, you wanting to be alone makes sense, like, all the shaving cream shit. Like,
yeah,
it makes perfect fucking sense. You can't do that around somebody not saying you want to be with somebody, but you can't do that around somebody without them like completely understanding the right. person that you are,
right.
which you seem to have no issue with people understanding you or not.
Right. And I don't ask people to be things that they're not. And I think that that's why I get along pretty much with a lot of people is I don't have this threshold of expectations where that you have to meet. And then I'm just like, yeah, I don't like you anymore. I accept people for who they are and I don't demand them to be anything they're not.
Sure. Oh, no, absolutely not.
And I feel like that that's not reciprocated to me most of the time. Most of the time, I feel like people demand me to play by these rules, like this construct that they decided.
If I
like
can
they
be honest, though,
rules.
Dude, that is because you're nice. I'm letting you know that's because you're nice.
What is because you're nice?
That people expect you to, have these higher expectations, not of just you, but people have expectations in general. And because you are nice to them and you make friends with them and then they fucking are like, well, you didn't come to my show or whatever the fuck the fucking problem is. Like, no, I didn't want to be there. It has nothing to do with you.
Right.
But like, I just want to be fucking alone.
I just like it. I don't know why it's
you
so hard
You can jerk
for
off
people.
Whenever, wherever you want. In your house, I mean. Not wherever you want, but whenever you want.
Yeah, it's not that hard to understand to me, especially as someone that is alone all the time now.
Yeah, it's
oh, yeah, because Nick's in West Virginia.
Nick's in West Virginia it's sometimes it's amazing because, you know, I can just sit there and not have to worry about what anybody else is doing. I love it.
It's fantastic. And I just don't understand why it just disturbs people so much. Or not that it disturbs them, but they decide that they want to make it their business. And like when people try to set me up, that's just the worst.
Ugh.
It's just like, don't do that. Don't do that. I didn't ask you to do that. Stop it.
I've had that. What's the? Have you gone along with it or just snipped it in the bud?
No, I shoot it down immediately. I'm just like, no, like stop it. Do us both a favor because she doesn't wanna, nobody I'm going to end up with someday. And I'm not saying that I'm never going to end up with somebody.
Sure. It's stupid to fucking make a claim like that
because,
anyway.
Right. I'm allowed to change my mind about anything I feel like. But they're going to have to deal with the fact that they're going to come home and there's going to be shaving cream all over the walls that I forgot. Like, do you remember that season of Arrested Development where there was just blue handprints just randomly popping up? That's my house. And I realize something through COVID is if I'm really good at anything, there's one thing I'm really good at is I'm really good at being myself 100% of the time.
Okay.
All the time. I'm not, even though I do fake it, like I just said,
but
that's just more for professional courtesy.
Sure, yeah.
Right.
But like if you ask me a question, I'm going to give you an honest answer. Yeah. Like, there are no games being played, especially when it comes to feelings. That's why when it comes to romantic relationships, like, I'm not going to play a head game just to get in your pants. Like,
right.
That's a shitty thing to do.
That's a very shitty thing to do.
That's an awful thing to do.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So the weird thing about that is even when you're upfront about things like that, when they, because their feelings change, they act like you played head games with them.
That does happen.
Well, that's what he was saying before, is like, when their feelings change, they expect your feelings to change, too. And it's like, you fell in love with me. I didn't fall in love with you.
I didn't play that game. It's not a game I'm playing.
I didn't roll the dice.
Yeah,
I didn't
right.
pick a character.
All I did was ejaculate somewhere.
That's it.
And I asked you where first, so I'm a nice guy.
Right. And like I said, I mean, that element of it is getting more, because that is more the stuff that we focus on, right? We focus, like, I want to be alone, so let's focus on the romantic thing. It's the other stuff.
It's them trying to figure out your fucking life.
Right.
Yeah.
The bigger problem here is just not your own fucking business.
Exactly.
Like, I would say the romantic element between me and a woman, that isn't that big of a problem because I'm honest and upfront and transparent. It's more like the other things. It's the family. It's the friends. Like, mind your own fucking business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where my biggest issues lie.
Yeah. It's just like, this has nothing to do with you and I'm not damaged.
Mm-hmm.
Leave me alone.
Like, well, the thing is like when I tell my mom that I don't want to be around her family. And, you know, well, why not? Because they're all I hate the fucking word toxic, but it's the only word to use anymore. They're fucking toxic people. They make me feel uncomfortable. If I know I have to be around my mom's family, anybody could ask Chelsea, an hour before we leave, I start having a fucking panic attack. So if I choose to not want to be around you, maybe you should turn the mirror back on yourself and be like, well, what did we do wrong? And I don't blame everybody. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, maybe you guys are fucking weird and I don't want to be around you.
Or they don't have to do that either. They don't have to do that. You just made a decision. I'm not going to be around you. I'm not asking you to change. These are the actions I'm taking in order to protect my own mental sanity. You don't have to change.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm
not asking you to. I'm removing myself.
You're just removing yourself.
Yeah.
And you have agency over you. And a lot of people think that, like, that you need, like, a push.
Yeah. There's also this whole thing that's been pushed in recent years that humans are a social animal, and you are...
Fucking blow me. You're a social animal. There's something that could fucking suck my cock.
Your social animal can...
Right.
I got it right here.
I've been listening to people saying the true cause of depression is being isolated.
Fuck that. That's not true.
That's fucking stupid.
That's not true.
So you got people with that in their heads, and then that's maybe why they're like, there's something wrong with you. Because there's this whole...
If there is, let me figure that out with a fucking doctor, not you.
Well, I mean, I like people. I like being around people. I'm actually kind of...
I do on my own terms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as long as it's on my own terms.
Exactly.
The only problem is people want it to be on your terms. Like, I don't drink.
Okay.
I don't drink. Every time I go out, somebody offers me a drink.
Okay.
And they know.
Oh, they know?
I don't drink. Well, no. Like, it took years for people to be like, come on, just do a shot.
I don't drink.
It's like, no, I don't fucking do. I don't do it. You know that I don't do it, and you're just trying to get me to do it. You guys didn't offer me anything, which I'm like, that's great. You guys are having a couple beers, which is fine. Like, it's not like a problem.
Not him. He doesn't drink.
Oh,
either.
You don't drink.
You guys are both fucking virgins, in my opinion.
Don't people like try to get you to drink with them all the time,
especially after shows?
I used when I first started doing comedy in like 2014. That was right around the time that you were. I guess 2015 is when you stopped drinking completely, right?
I stopped in 2016.
16, okay. But, like, I would try and get him to, like, do shots with me because he came every week and we always hung out. And he would just be like, no. And then I was like, oh, wait, no, he doesn't. If he wanted to drink, he would fucking drink.
He would do it.
But it never has stopped. Even, you know, it's going to be 5 years sober in August. But it's, like, especially with audience members. They don't understand.
And then I feel bad because it's just like you're trying to be nice. You're trying to show me that I did a good job for you.
Yeah.
And now I'm rejecting your kindness.
It was a big problem when I was sober when I started comedy. And like people would try to like hang out with us after the show and drink. And I didn't want to drink. I wanted to go home. And those people wouldn't come back. Because they didn't get to have that experience with drinking with the comics. And it always, like, made me, like, question everything until I eventually started drinking again.
Well, I have a side note. I actually would like your weigh in on this. It's just, what does it say about my personality if I'm nicer to people who are, like, coming to a show, coming to see me or coming to see, you know, just the show in general, and I'm not as nice to peers? Like, it sounds like that's, like, the complete flip.
I don't know. It's not that I'm not nice to the people that show up.
You don't like turning down a drink or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad doing it, but I'm not your friend.
Yeah.
Like, it's
just
like, we're not friends. Like, where do you think this is going?
Yeah.
Like, you think we're going to fucking go see Black Widow later? Like, this isn't, we're not friends now because I made you laughed at my abortion joke.
That's the weird thing about comedy. People think they have more access to you than they actually do.
It's the same thing on the indie wrestling scene, dude. It's the same exact thing as people, like, think they're friends with them. It's like, no, dude, they get paid a rate to come up to the show, sell their fucking merch, and then go to the after party. They get paid for all of that. It's you getting the... I don't know if opportunity is the right word or whatever, to go drink some beers with them at a bar.
Yeah.
It ends there. When you leave or they leave, that's yeah. where it ends.
But then it's just like, you know, and I can do without even that experience, but I know that's part of the thing. So it's just like when it comes to stand up, and I guess this applies to a lot of the elements of my life. Like if we're just doing that, before I go on stage, I hate stand up.
Yeah.
Like I'm just like, I hate being here. I don't want to fucking be here. I'm nervous to go on. And then I get off.
And people laughed.
And I want to kill myself. But the stuff in between is grand.
So like that yeah. 5 minutes a day, you're really just.
Yeah. And it's just, it's so good. It's the only time you ever really have control.
Yeah.
As much as you can get. And then it's over. And I'm willing to put up with all the other stuff in the meantime
yeah.
to do that again. That's my relationship with stand-up. I'm gotcha. Not here, I'm not doing it because I have any fucking delusions that I'm going to be famous from it. Like, that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be famous from doing it. I'm doing it because I like doing it, and I'm willing to put up with the other shit to do it. Romantic relationships, I'm not willing to make that compromise.
The payoff to you is not as much.
I'm in love with other things.
Yeah.
And
dudes people. Mostly.
Yeah, dudes, dick. I'm a huge fan of dick, dude.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of
dicks for life.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a little weirder with my family, like, being all up in my business about why aren't you in a nice romantic relationship, because, like, trying to explain to them that I don't even want a sexual relationship with someone is just like being an alien.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I like sex.
Yeah,
to me, they're not the same thing. I also like coming to do a podcast, but you and I aren't dating.
Not yet.
You know, I like playing basketball.
Sure.
You know, but, you know, I shoot hoops with, I don't know, Brian Sternick or someone. He's not my boyfriend now.
Yeah. I mean, what yeah. if that's how right. relationships started?
Right. It's like
he posted up on me, and then we
fell in love. He blocked my shot, and
I called foul,
and we've been happy ever since. Like, that's how it works.
I mean, he's a cute boy.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's a handsome cat.
Very,
he's
very
a
much so.
Guy. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of like what it is, man. It's just like I'm not willing to put up. And the idea of like when people say like, this isn't something that has to do with me. But when I'll hear somebody like giving advice romantically to a man or a woman or whatever, they're just like, you need to lower your standards. I'm just like, what the fuck are you talking about? Lower your standards. You're out of your fucking mind. Are you going to go to there's no other element, other aspect of your life where someone says, just lower your standards. Like, if you go to a restaurant. Mm-hmm. Right. It's just like, hey, don't expect too much.
Yeah.
Like, the food's shitty.
Right.
I might refill your drink once.
Right.
But
like,
honestly.
But no, it's relationships. It's like, no, lower your standards so you can be with someone you like less than your ideal person for the rest of your life. You're out of your fucking mind. Mm. No, it's if I'm going to risk having progeny with someone. It's they have to meet a checklist.
A certain standard. Yeah.
A certain standard. Yeah. Yeah. And my standards are different than other people's standards. Yeah. Like I don't know. Drug user, not a deal breaker.
Sure.
Not a deal breaker.
I have been that deal breaker before.
Racist, deal breaker.
Deal breaker, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know.
Have you ever had somebody use the pickup line, there's too many N-words in this bar, let's get out of here?
No. Have you ever had that happen?
Yes.
Dude,
one time, dude, that's so funny you brought that up. I actually went on a date with somebody once. And literally, this is the first thing she said to me. I'm like at the restaurant, and we were like meeting. It was a first date, and you know, like we're meeting where this, I don't even remember what restaurant it was. And she's late. She comes in, she's like, I'm sorry, I'm late. And she goes, fucking Puerto Ricans. I'm like, what? Like, I just kind of like gave her like a look, like, what are you talking about? Two, like, that's the ethnic group you're mad at? Like, I just think that
I'm
that's
assuming
like,
there was like a flag sticker on a car. Like
I have
maybe
no idea.
Wow.
I have no idea. I didn't ask that. I didn't see her again after that, but I'm like, yeah, deal breaker.
Oh, see, the thing is, it was like if somebody pulled that on like a date, like my mind would have immediately gone to like, all right, how can I fuck this person over? Mm-hmm. And like I would have ordered the most expensive thing on the menu. After I ate it, I would go quote unquote take a shit and I'd fucking jump out like the bathroom window. Like she can pay for dinner. She's a racist.
Yeah.
And I'm going to order some fucking pierogies.
No.
No, I meant like
I like how you think pierogies are the most expensive thing on the menu.
No, I said I'm going to order her some pierogies, but I meant that, like the Puerto Rican ones, like the okay. little they're not yeah. empanadas in Puerto Rico, they're something else, but
yeah.
I'm woke, leave me the fuck alone.
I forget what they're called, but they're delicious.
Pantlios.
Yeah. The man. We
good
shit. We ate at this Colombian or Venezuelan restaurant in Old Brooklyn a few weeks ago. That was amazing.
You were telling me about it.
Yeah, it's right over there on like West, like Pearl and Broadview.
Oh, okay.
It's like an old Dairy Queen. They still have the drive-thru.
That's cool.
But that's man, it was delicious. It's very very hard for me to hate an ethnic group that I love their food.
I don't.
Hey, what's your guys' favorite racial slur? Ooh. I'm kidding. No.
Doesn't make me racist to like have one. It's just it's not my fault if a fucking word is funny. That's not my fault. I didn't invent the word.
Yo, why aren't you in a relationship with somebody? Why aren't you like in love with somebody?
Because I make my own goddamn decisions.
Jeremy, why aren't you in a relationship with a nice girl?
More than likely, it's because my sexual orientation is whatever makes you uncomfortable.
Oh, okay.
And it's very difficult to form a relationship based on that.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to set you up with somebody? Are you handicapped emotionally? Like, that's what it is.
Maybe not emotionally, but he's definitely handicapped.
Can you set me up with someone handicapped?
I work at a group home.
Jeremy's kink.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, what kind of group home?
It's adults with intellectual disabilities.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
But I'm not doing that. No. I'm not going to start a...
Because fucking... AJ's a lunch lady. That's yeah, why that's he can't right. do it.
No, it's... I've had a lot of experience with adults with mental handicaps in the past, and usually we get along too well.
Oh, yeah? Same.
Yeah.
I get along with them fantastically.
Yeah, it's... It's always too well. It's runs in the family. My sister and I know.
Runs in the family. No one runs in his family.
Nobody.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Sorry.
Wait, what? So now I have a new question. What constitutes as mentally handicapped? Like, what are we talking here?
It's probably some sort of probably IQ.
Okay.
Probably.
All right.
I mean.
I didn't know if it was like the full kinda, gamut.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not a certified expert on the matter. I know enough to be dangerous. It's kind of like porn. It's just like I can't really define it, but I know it when I see it. Yeah. You know, like it's just it's kind of like, yeah.
I mean, there's a difference between working in a place like that and working in a place with guys with head traumas.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I've got all sorts of fucking problems. I'm still an alcoholic, recovering drug addict. You don't hear me bitching that much. Just go on my Twitter. Well, formerly my Twitter.
He just said that. I don't know.
No, it's the truth. It's the truth.
Yeah, but what was it related to? He's like, yeah, I fucked a guy once.
Well, I was trying to make you feel comfortable.
Oh, okay. Well, you're doing a good job. I'm an alcoholic, a recovering drug addict, and...
I don't remember what the point was. That was like 30 seconds ago, dude.
That was funny.
That's mostly what I do around here.
Yeah, I ate beef stew last week for dinner.
It was goulash.
You're goddamn right I did.
One time I came three times watching Traces of Death 3.
That's right. I'm sexually attracted to Richard Gere.
I don't get it. I've never understood it.
What, the Richard Gere?
Richard Gere. I never got
He's
it.
He's a handsome guy.
He's handsome enough.
I just like the fact that he needed a small rodent to bring him to full sexual fulfillment.
Is that true? That sounds like shit that was made up. Like, I don't know if I believe it.
I treat it like the Bible. You can believe it if you want. It's all about faith.
To me, that sounds like winner's propaganda. You know what else I don't believe either? I don't believe Hitler had one testicle and a micro penis. I don't think that that's true.
I definitely think he had a micro dick.
I don't think that's true. I think that that just sounds like stuff that was made up just to further make you make fun of him.
Talk about a guy who wanted to be alone.
That's right.
No, I think you're right. It just like
it just that doesn't make any sense. It's just like really like the guy that lost big.
Do you think
in a huge way has a micro penis?
I mean, what do you think about Trump's cock?
I don't know, but I mean,
don't tell me you haven't thought about it.
I mean, we can't compare Trump to Hitler. I mean, he's
we
not
can.
They
you want to get into a fucking history argument right now?
Oh, we can.
That's fine. 100%.
How many genocides was Trump responsible for? No.
How many genocides was Hitler fucking responsible for before he fucking got out of prison? Zero. And 10 years after he got fucking put in prison, 5 years later, 5 years after that, he got named Chancellor of fucking Germany. So we're not removed from that.
We are. A lot of things have to happen.
Another world war.
We are pretty far removed from that. And I'm not saying I do not like Trump. All right. Like, I'm not.
You heard it here first. AJ likes Trump.
This is the only, like, I guess I'm ever going to be like. There's some authoritarian-esque things about the guy, but he's not in office anymore. No. He's probably not going to jail, and there's not going to be an ethnic cleansing.
No.
You don't think he'd like there to be one, though?
I mean, no.
No, I don't think he would like... No. No, because I think even as crazy as his followers are, the second they start rounding up a bunch of people and actually start executing them, then I think that there's going to be... Probably they're going to be like, okay, wait a second.
Yeah,
I mean, don't have to be a Holocaust proper. Doesn't have to be a Holocaust. But you're the one that wants to compare Hitler to Trump.
I'm just saying,
in order to make a fair comparison, there has to be a Holocaust proper. I mean, what was happening? I mean, there has to be in order for there to be a fair comparison. I mean, what was happening at the border is very bad.
I'm going on Twitter.
What's happening at the border is very bad.
And it's still happening.
And it's still happening. Yeah. And the guy's out. Yeah. So, I mean.
No, I mean, I don't even think, you know.
There are qualities.
Hitler was a fucking figurehead. I mean, he had Himmler and fucking all kinds of.
You know.
Now we're talking about shit that is a completely different.
You know, the more I read about that guy.
My thing is when people say he was a great man.
The more I read about that guy, that Hitler fella, the less I like him.
I'm glad you're able to comprehend history in that
way. No, but like if you go through history, right, like everybody that loses,
mm-hmm.
there's something wrong with him. Napoleon. Oh, he was a short guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but actually.
Right. Genghis Khan. Right? Was it Genghis Khan died from the nosebleed, or was that Attila the Hun during sex? One of them did it. It's everybody. There's always something really embarrassing.
I think it was Attila the Hun, I think.
Oh, there is always something really embarrassing about terrible people that you're just kind of like, okay, I don't know.
Name one bad thing about Pol Pot.
Well, you know, Pol Pot. He really put Cambodia on the map.
Well, he tried to take him off.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, man, that dude was...
Oh, he's terrible, terrible.
He was terrible.
Dude, like, I didn't really know about him until a couple years ago. Oh, like, yeah? Like the whole grasp of everything, and I was like, oh, wow, that was atrocities.
I feel like there's like seven things on the show that I said that could get me in trouble.
you'll be fine. Yeah, it's, you just blame Jordan. That's
nobody
what I
listens
do.
To this. It's fine.
But, yeah.
No, I do see what you mean, though. It's like, it's easier to hate that person if you have this out front reason that this is why they're fucked up.
Right.
Hitler's fucked up because he had a micro penis and one testicle.
And he was a failed artist. Like, yeah. It's just like, no, that's not why he was the way he was. But a lot of people like to, they like to bring up these things that I'm just like, it just sounds made up. It sounds like stuff that you hear about when you're in high school about someone that nobody likes.
So you're saying, what you're saying is the failed artist thing didn't trigger him to want to kill a bunch of Jews.
No,
okay.
No.
I was like,
listen,
he was an artist, like by technicality.
Listen, he was an anti-Semite at a time where anti-Semitism was pretty common in that part of the world.
Yeah.
At that point in history. Sure. Like, that was kind of commonplace. He obviously...
It was like most of Europe.
Yeah, I mean, what happened was Germany elected a conspiracy theorist. Sound familiar?
Yeah.
I mean, and this is where you can
go on.
This is where you can make the comparison, but that's kind of where the comparison ends.
Chewing on.
That
was a good joke. Fuck you guys.
Chewing on.
You're canceled, Jordan.
I did. Uncancelable. Uncancelable. Except for Twitter. I can get canceled there a bunch.
You got canceled on Twitter?
4 different times.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm now on the Hateflow account, and they don't know it's me, thank God.
Mm, look at you.
I didn't even say anything that bad.
Mm. It's just how it goes. Here's a thing about people that I despise. When they're very proud of being banned from Facebook for 30 days.
People who get kicked off of Twitter 4 times.
Doesn't know. But I'm not bragging about it. I'm bragging about being uncancelable. That's not bragging about being canceled.
I think if we go back, you said, I'm proud of that.
Hey, I'm not.
You straight up said, I'm proud of that.
I need that. I need the playback on that. If I did, I need you to take it out.
I think you looked me directly in the eyes and said, I got kicked off of Twitter 4 times.
And I didn't say I was proud of it. You looked at me straight in the eyes and you said, I'm gay. And I didn't fucking tell anybody else that.
You're right. You're right. No, I didn't say I was gay. I said I'm a deeply closeted homosexual man that will never admit it under any circumstances.
This episode's getting deleted.
Is it?
Fuck it is.
Is this really a good episode?
Oh, my God.
Is this a good episode?
I think this is one of the very fun ones we've done.
Oh, cool. Excellent. I'm just letting the hate flow through me right now.
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
I feel like a little German... imagine if Hitler had podcasts.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, dude. Can you imagine? It'd be called the Adolf Rogan experience.
But see, I need the counteract to that. I need like the Anne Frank Live from the Closet. You know what I mean? Like I need that podcast too. I need it to counteract.
I don't listen to that one. It's too sad. That one's too sad.
Real life, AJ. Real life.
Oh, it would be real sad, though.
Yeah, it would. They're coming for us. They were here once. They didn't find us that time.
Yeah, I'm not really listening to Anne Frank's podcast for the lulls.
This kid tried to fuck me the other day.
Oh, my gosh.
She doesn't have any guests.
No.
It's the same 9 people. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's the same 9 guests, and the podcast is really quiet.
Live from the library. The Anne Frank Show.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrible.
Oh, my God. It is terrible, but it's funny. It makes me laugh.
It's not terrible. You're not saying anything bad about Jews by referencing it. Like that's fair. That's what people don't understand.
No. It's not that I'm making fun of Jew and what happened. I feel bad about making fun of a 13-year-old girl that was starved to death in Nazi Germany. That's what I feel bad
about.
Well,
that doesn't happen on the podcast. I don't think they would let her take the equipment to fucking Auschwitz. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, if and they did.
If and they did.
Like, we're taking you to a new podcast network.
Oh, my God.
You are now at What's German for Compound Media.
I think it's Compound Media.
Fuck.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh. I haven't laughed this hard in here in a while. Holy shit.
And we really only touched on the thing that I hate.
That's what happens every time.
Is that what happens every time? Okay.
Unless it's like a super, super serious one where like we try to make light of it.
Yeah.
And like the person who is the guest is like, well, but let's talk about this. It's like, if you can't tell, it's visibly upsetting us, but okay.
It happens sometimes.
It does. Only every once in a while. There was only one time where we had an episode and it fucked both of us up mentally that we couldn't record for like a month.
Really? What episode was that?
Can we
mental health stigma?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. We just overshared.
Yeah, we overshared.
Overshare.
Yeah, Paul was in the room.
what was the darkest thing you each shared? And share it with me.
You don't even have to. That was like 3 years ago.
You don't even
have
to do it in the mic. Just whisper it in my ear. And then I'll say it.
I couldn't. But you won't know who's who.
And you won't know who's who. That'll be a fun part of the game. Just here. Nobody will hear it. Just whisper it into the microphone. And then no one will hear it.
I can't remember. I'd have to go. But I don't want to go back and listen to that because it fucked me up when I did it.
Really?
Yeah. It was weird, man. It was really, really weird. Like, it was good while we were doing it. And then, like, 2 days, 3 days later, Sheer texts me. He's like, hey, how are you feeling? And I was like shit. Mm. He's like, yeah, me too. I think we should postpone recording for a little bit.
It happens. I mean, sometimes
it's very rare.
You go through things and you re-traumatize yourself or you say some things that you're
Did you guys cry?
No, we didn't. I don't think we've ever cried on a podcast.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know what it would take to get me to cry.
You're about to. I'm going to come over there and give you a pinch.
Right in my wiener?
I'm going to pinch you. Pinch like a little lobster, man.
What are you, like Mr. Krabs?
Woo! Come on, everybody, let's do the pinchy thing. Woo! Nobody can see that I make it like a little pincer.
No, I'm the king of that on this show. Like, I will talk and use my hands, then he'll always call me out and be like, nobody can see or hear, you know what you're doing.
It's just, everybody's trying to convince me, yeah, make this a video thing so we can see the talking in the hands and all that. Like, you don't want to see my ugly fucking face every week.
No, guess what? If they do, that's fine. Pay for it. Pay me for it, and then I'll do it. I'm not gonna shave and not wear my tank top because Shears tells me I look like a fucking whale. Like, I'm gonna. I don't need to be on camera.
You're too hairy to be a whale, Jordan.
That's right.
I'm still a mammal.
And you don't have a dorsal fin. Damn or maybe it. You do. I don't know.
Yeah. How do you know?
I don't. That was maybe
when you're
presumptuous
hitting it, when you're hitting it from the back, you'll know.
I'm gonna grab that dorsal fin.
that dorsal fin. Arr,
get over here, Jordan. Give me that dorsal fin. I'm gonna grind my dick all over your.
All over your. Bring that porpoise here.
Yeah, I'm gonna grab you by your dorsal fin, and I'm gonna say, "Oh yeah, oh yeah."
Like Macho Man.
Yeah.
That was like more military.
That's right. I'd be like, we're just having intercourse. Don't get feelings for me because I don't want to be in a relationship.
No wonder the girls fall in love with you so much.
I don't just like, I grab their dorsal fin. I just fuck them within an inch of their life. And then I go,
I
want all right.
To fuck somebody within an inch of their life.
I'm like, all right, guys.
Oh, my God.
I'd be like, here's your dorsal fin back. It fell off.
That's the problem. You got the dorsal fin has to stay on because if it falls off,
that's when they get pregnant.
That's when they get pregnant and they can only fill the void left by their dorsal fin with love.
I used to think that you would get women pregnant when you punched them in the butt. I used to think that that's how. Another thing that bothers me. I'm sorry. How long do we do this for?
We got a few more minutes.
People talk about fucking childbirth. Like, it's this thing.
I'm glad you followed that up immediately.
Childbirth is fucking gross.
Yeah. Children are
gross. It's unnatural.
Children
and I don't care what people say.
Unnatural.
It's the most unnatural thing in the world. Like, stuff shouldn't be coming out of there, dude.
You know that women bleed for 5 days out of the month, right?
No, I understand that. That's fine. I get it.
Blood, fine. Children, not supposed to come through there.
No, dude. It's fucking stupid.
Well, I'm just happy that, like, I'm a C-section baby.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I'm very, very fucking happy about that. And I was also not breastfed.
I can tell.
Yeah, no shit, right?
I can tell that you were a C-section.
Go fuck a blowhole, okay? <All right. laughs> Grab the dorsal fin, fuck the blowhole.
All right, we're going to compare Pol Pot,
Hitler, and this dolphin.
That's right.
What was that documentary? Was it Blackfish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were they, that's...
That's what turned me off of, like, I'm not like I was like a zoo goer, like SeaWorld, like, oh, I got to go this year.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the zoo either.
But, like, I, like, that, like, solidified it for me. I was like, fuck this. This is wrong.
It made me want to eat endangered species. It made me want to eat the last sturgeon.
The last, the whales.
I want to be the person that eats the last known animal.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
That's like a Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah, like I'm going to eat the last, I don't know, rabbit.
Like, yeah, that's one what you pick? Left. That's what you know. Pick?
Rabbits are delicious.
Yeah, yeah, but they're plentiful. Bunnies fuck.
No, I'm just saying, like, if rabbits were to go extinct, I would be like, I'm going to eat that last
one. Oh, so you want
to
be like the Hitler of rabbits.
I'd be like, anybody want this? Well, you guys sure? You guys good?
I'm going to make a coat out of it.
Because I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it if you guys don't want it.
Potatoes. Fuck. Man,
I'm trying to think what endangered species now would be the most delicious. Because they're all pretty tiny. And then there's rhinos.
Aren't tigers? Aren't like there's some type of tigers that are?
Well, I know the African lion is.
Yeah, that's an endangered. Yeah. I see that, and that's the thing is I wouldn't want. I don't know how a cat tastes.
Well, no, I'm talking about like animals that like we would eat. Like, really, honestly, okay,
well, that
so,
takes all the fun out of it.
Really, the only reason why cows still exist is because we eat them.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why they're not eradicated.
I never thought about that. Holy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, because like, there's no cows out in the wild.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason why they exist is because we consume them.
Yeah.
I never thought
so
about
if
that.
If we all collectively stopped eating beef, they're not going to live
Isn't
anymore.
Isn't beef a great word?
I think so.
It's so weird because they... remember when that pink slime story came out?
That was Ghostbusters 2.
Oh, yeah.
Vigo.
I always forget. I always confuse Ghostbusters 2 and the pink slime beef story. I've always done that.
After
the
that,
Jeremy Shears story, pink slime beef.
Yeah.
Pink slime
beef.
All right. Slime beef story.
So after that story came out, beef sales went down, and a large beef conglomerate ended up suing the news station that's published that story.
Was it true?
Yeah, it was
then
true.
Then how do you sue somebody over something being fucking true?
You can file a lawsuit over anything. It's just whether or not they're like, yeah, this is true.
So they ended up fighting it for like over 10 years and still settled out of court. So any motion that you make to get people to stop eating beef, Big Beef will sue you.
Yeah.
And
Big Beef. That's the name of their lawyer. Big Beef. Better be careful. Big Beef's coming.
Divorce, child custody, call Big Beef.
That was a really good Big Beef. Can you do that one more time? Can you do Big Beef?
Big Beef will fight for you in court. Big Beef will sue the pants off you. Get them pants off for Big Beef.
I'm going to sue you. AJ.
Yeah.
Where can we find you on the internet?
Oh, I'm the co-host for the Bill Squire show on his thing for iHeart. Whatever the fuck
I'm
it
the
is.
Co-host for Bill Squire on, yeah, his thing on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, you can listen to his wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify and shit. I don't know. Apple, I think.
If we're on all of them, Bill's definitely
Bill's
on
all of
them.
iHeart. I'm having a piece come out with Weekly Humorous sometime this week.
Cool.
Yeah, and you see me my writing and
where
stuff.
Where
are
you at on Twitter?
I'm at AJ DeCosimo.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that'll be easy.
And on Instagram.
I will retweet him every once in a while, and, you know, we'll interact from here and there.
For sure.
And now it's just going to be worse.
Yeah. It's just going to be insane.
So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates when people make them feel bad for wanting to be alone as much as AJ DeCosimo.
No. There is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rampant offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face. Feed me nothing ages. Drag me to the ring. Another discharge may burn. Drunkenness. I can't.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.